Hi, Tara.
Hi, Alana.
I am so excited to welcome our listeners back to the weekly catch-up that we do on sports, reality TV, and pop culture. So everyone, get ready for X's and O's and Bravo shows.
And everything in between. Welcome to the Reality Playbook.
I love us so much because we've got we actually finally can every day say to one another, the Eagles are world champions.
We are
AJ
world champions.
Brown. AJ Brown is a world champion.
Nope.
Y'all better say that. You call him whatever, right?
Jalen
Anyway.
Hurts is a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah. Y'all better leave my man alone. Leave Jalen alone. Let him go down to Houston. Let him get the wedding plan. They can go down the aisle and let him come back up here. Locked in for business. Anyway, so today we'll just, catch up on the Eagles parade. It was definitely a party. I don't know how much money the censors, well, given, government, I don't know what's going on, but I don't know what's going on with the censors, but I know that there was a lot of cursing that was apologized for. That hilarious. Anyway, so we'll talk a little bit about that, talk about our new OC. For the Eagles, and then just touch a little bit on what's going on in the NBA because it was a little dramatic over the weekend. Tara, since you didn't really get to watch,
Yeah.
I think after me, I tell you some of the juiciness,
Okay.
you might actually gonna go back and watch some of this.
Because I'm right now I'm still on such an NFL high that I
Yeah.
was really not ready to think about the NBA because my team was not represented in All-Star Weekend.
I was a little surprised that not even Tyrese got like an invite.
Well, because nobody's going to the games to vote.
And I mean, but Jared, he McClain, he actually did get on the Rising
Oh,
Star
yeah.
or the one of like the Rising Stars team, I think. He was selected, but
Because he would have
obviously
been Rookie of the Year.
he would have been Rookie of the Year. He
I'm
was
glad he
playing
got
it.
to meet Steph. He said that was what he wanted, and he got to meet Steph. So, but yeah, other than that, girl, I'm still walking around telling myself the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl. Awesome. All right, let's jump in. We got this Philly parade that happened on Valentine's Day, February 14th. We, as a city, as a region, as basically the Governor Shapiro thinks that we're now America's team. I don't know if I quite agree with him, but I do know that we,
This, but I don't even want to be America's team.
I don't.
Yeah,
I like our gritty, like Philly culture, like they don't like us, we don't care, So, but the parade was on. They had tons of people came out. They were on the news. I haven't seen the final numbers, but on the news, they were trying to say it was like 600,000, but it looked like it was a lot more than that.
so I did hear that the last number I heard, they were approximating between 1 million and 1.5 million
I
people.
thought I could definitely see that
Yeah.
easily over 1 million because it was just, I mean, it was packed from as where they start the parade route all the way down to the art museum. So let's just jump in. One, before we get to those speeches, though, poor Howie, on his, they were celebrating. Did you see it live when it happened or did you just
No,
really
I did
hear
not
it?
see him get
Okay.
hit with
I didn't
the
see it
gun.
either, but basically, apparently, Howie Roseman, who's our amazing executive for the Eagles, he got hit with a beer can. I think it was but it must have been full because I thought it was like to he was like it was going to be
Oh, because
tossed.
they were asking the fans to toss beer, or whatever, and somebody did, and how he caught it with his forehead.
But you know what? Shout out to him because when he got up for his speech, he was just like, hey y'all, I'm
I
here.
bleed for the city.
He literally does. right, so let's get to it.
And Howie wasn't the only one injured. Our favorite, well, I shouldn't say favorite rookie because we got a lot of
We
rookies
got a
that we
lot of
love.
love, lovely.
But birthday boy Cooper DeJean and DeJean, he hurt himself with his Bud Light chain. Hit him in the face, cut. So he has a cut above his eyebrow from his Bud Light chain. So there's video of that as well. Y'all got to be more careful.
They're just so excited. They're just so happy, so excited. And it was really fun to kind of see these guys kind of really enjoy it, and have a good time. So, of course, as he should. Okay, so first of all, we can just kind of skip past the governor and the mayor's speeches. I did.
I was cool with Josh.
Me
Josh
too.
kept it short and sweet.
Yes.
But I, Madam Mayor, this was
Girl.
not time for a political speech. Like, I got secondhand embarrassment.
Did you hear people telling her to wrap it up?
Yes. No one's here to see you. I was so embarrassing. My dad walked out as soon as she started talking. He went downstairs and he kept yelling up the steps, and she's still talking. I was like, yeah.
Like, girls, chill out, like, relax, babe. But then, of course, we got to, Jeff Lurie, we love you. Thank you for your investment in this franchise, because something that me and my friends were kind of joking about, I can be included in this. I started watching the Eagles in like 2002, 2001, so
Okay.
I hadn't had that 90s experience, the
Ugh.
80s experience. And I was, I'm young and cute and stuff. But so, like, prior to that 80s, we got the 70s. I hadn't had that experience with them. So the fact that even in just like the younger kids are like really seeing a team that's like doing their thing. I mean, the heartbreak that a lot of Eagles fans have, endured,
Me, yes.
just to see the second Super Bowl, in a short period of time is amazing.
Yeah. The little kids have definitely been spoiled in terms of football. All they know is winning.
Yep.
I know 3-13 seasons. I know owners that are either running out of money or owners that don't seem to care. So yes. God
So
bless
shout
Jeffrey
out.
Murray.
So just shout out to him for the just an investment. And I also just want to shout out, there was an article, it's probably a few years old now, that talked about how many women are in the front office, and like how they do, that the office in and of itself, the way it's ran, it's one of the best offices, in the league. You don't hear the same crap that was going on in DC happening, right? So, like, but there
Right.
was an article, and I'll have to find it. It was about how the Eagles really have been employing like a ton of women in their front office, which it makes a difference. It does make a
Yeah.
difference in setting women up to be able to continue to move, and be a part of this league. I mean, we've got we well, I don't I think she's still there, but we have a woman president over at, with the Raiders. So, not just the owners that are, inherited or whatever as part of their family. This is like women actually being a part of it. Love it. Love that
Yeah.
energy. All right. So, Nick Sirianni, what did you think about his speech?
It was fine. It was fine. Nick didn't stay up there too long. I was fine with it. I will say, so I don't want to be, I don't think you can ever compare a parade to the very first one just because it was the first one, right?
Yeah, no.
In and of itself. And you can't, you There's not going to be another Jason Kelce speech.
No.
So you had to
Someone got
keep.
close for me, but no.
Yeah. So I know people were like, who's going to be the Kelce of the parade? And at
Yeah.
first I was like, it's going to be Landon or what? But then
Yes.
I was like, but there won't be a Kelce of the parade. It
Right.
just, that was the first, it was just, it was a moment
Because
in time that can't be recaptured.
And it was a lot of that was our first Super Bowl win after the Chip Kelly era, and the quarterbacks that didn't work out, the ones we thought were going to work out. I mean, it was just a hot mess, like
Yeah.
of man. So then Jalen, oh, I'm sorry, Howie, we talked about him. He rolled up. He had limited things to say, because I can only imagine maybe he was concussed or he just was drunk, but it was whatever you gotta do, boo. He did say he bleeds green. So then Jalen, gets up there. What did you think about his speech? Because he was thanking a lot of people, and he actually was saying specific names, but then he kind
It
of
went longer than I thought because I just
yes.
feel like my quarterback does not have an extended social battery. But it's Jalen. I love him, so I don't want it to sound negative, but I think he's part robot. So you got the robot, just the robot talked longer than I thought he would. But you're not gonna get like I said, you're not gonna get too much silliness. Like when he was on the Tonight Show, Saquon was making the joke about the tush push, and Jalen is just straight face. I don't, but I wonder if that is part of Jalen's shtick, is that he is funny, but he won't,
It's dry.
right? And he won't give it to the public like he does to the people in his circle, his teammates, friends, and family. Again, it was fine. Nothing made me about his speech made me like go crazy. I just appreciate it. The one thing I was like, Jalen, you should name the offensive line by name, not right to left or left to right. What he said, I was like, say their names.
I feel like he, you know what? It went longer than I expected. But I really liked how he ended it, and that, he talked about, he's like, I just the first time I got to Philly, I didn't want to come to these rocky steps until I won a championship. And I mean, that for me, I was like, oh wow. Like, oh, like it was like a and then some of the things like you can't lose if you don't quit or something like that. Or so he had some of those like kind of lines he likes to throw out there that are, but I just felt like the end of it felt more emotional than obviously the beginning.
Okay.
And then I was gonna say the Love Hurts,
I
the
need that
sweatshirt,
sweatshirt. And I don't want
and
the
then his
fake one. I want like an authentic Nike one. When are y'all need to drop it?
when's Nike gonna drop that one? And then he had like the his like Kangol cap, or he was giving us 90s R&B.
He's the
Love it.
Gen exit exist Gen Z or whatever he is. Because with Jalen, I'm a. He's
He's under
26.
30, so I
Yeah.
think he's a Gen Z, right?
Right. But he's a Gen X Z.
Gen X, Millennial Z, whatever. He got old soul. That's what they call him.
Yes.
He was very, I actually really, I liked at the end when he like kind of like you could tell he was like, but that just that little insight into, I'm not coming here until I win a championship. That's real. That was real. So I always love seeing him smile. But here's my theory about him and his public speaking.
Okay.
He has a thick accent, and I think he slows down because obviously like his people have told him like slow down so that people can understand you. So I think in real life he speaks a lot faster, and he has a thick accent, and so
Okay.
you might not even be able to understand what he's saying unless you are fluent in that. So it's like New Yorkers. Like I have like a group of guys, like one of my like really good friend, he used to talk to his friends, and I was like, I don't know what you guys just said, because their accent was just so, it was so thick. And they were talking, and they were with their own cadence. So I think he actually talks much faster in real life.
Maybe like so they be Beyonce being from the same part of the country, they told her that's why people would make fun of how slow she talks or whatever, but it was deliberate so that you wouldn't hear that accent.
I do think that they tell people with the accents that you gotta slow it down so that people can hear you. And so I think that's really what this is about. It's
And it's
not
funny because
really
I can't get enough of Devontae talking with his Louisiana accent.
so cute, so adorable. So AJ Brown.
I liked AJ. Well, I'm a Philly girl. If you curse, I'm happy. Like I understand.
I was like, oh, they're
Understand the
cursing.
FCC. I'm
Oh,
down
they're
with
oh
it.
they're oh they're cursing. Oh.
I remember my Chase Utley forever. So I'm good with it.
The thing about, you can call me a diva, you can call me this, but you have to call me a champion. I was like, yes, boo. And now he's got a mannequin that holds his Super Bowl uniform, which I think that's like really cool. I think that's like a really good idea. They actually do that. I mean, it's and if you go to the Smithsonian, they've got people, I think, in like the in the Black Smithsonian, I think they've got something similar like that. So I love that idea. It's an awesome idea.
I liked AJ's speech.
What about Saquon? I don't really remember it.
Well, that's why I got quiet. I know he spoke,
Don't know.
and it probably was so sweet, and because he's such a.
What do you think about him talking about the whole Taylor Swift thing on Howard Stern?
I didn't hear. What did he say?
No, just like he was defending her. He was like, I don't think it's right that, anyone gets booed like that. She's just out there supporting her boyfriend. Something, and I was like, you better watch out, boo, because
About it,
I get it. You're
she's a
just
big
trying to.
girl, and again, the people that booed her on Super Bowl Sunday, probably a bunch of them, also cheered her the next day because it was about that moment. It was about that you were from down the street, but you on the other side of the stadium tonight in the biggest game of the season of our life, somebody's life,
Just
and
like
you're on the wrong side. So we're booing you because it's sports, and that's what you're supposed to
that's
do.
what you
Get over
do.
it.
And I don't want to hear any more BS about Philly fans because there's a lot of more other fan bases that are doing the most.
Yes.
Okay. Back into our groove. I don't really remember Saquon's, but I did see him. They did have a shot of him just sitting on the steps, just looking out at the
I
crowd.
like that.
And I thought that was
I
really
loved him
sweet.
pulling the ball boy out of the crowd and bringing him along.
That's
That
sweet.
was amazing.
So now we're gonna get to our boys, Jordan Mailata. I appreciate it. Like we did a lot of singing. We always like do our song. But him leading us in We Are the Champion,
Yes.
one of the highlights for me.
That was my highlight. That was my
He's
highlight.
beautiful voice.
Yes.
Even, I love that. And Landon Dickerson, another one, just a lot of cursing happening. And it was just I was just laughing a lot. Because I
Yeah.
was like, you guys are you're just cursing so much.
And I gotta shout out Breland Moore. She is a Temple grad. She would have been the voice you heard if you were watching Fox 29. She's the
Okay.
sport, one of the sports anchors, and she was fighting for her life.
She
And she
was.
even said it in the comments. She was like, "I know everybody's complaining." She's like, "But
Yes.
my boss told me to do this, and
Yes.
I gotta keep my job."
We're sorry again. We're sorry, then we're going back. We're sorry. I mean, that's the whole thing. Let's talk a little bit. This is to me was the hilarious one was was CJ Gardner-Johnson. When he was talking about he first came to Philly, he
Yes.
didn't know what was going on. He
And
was confused. And then he left and then he came back and he was
he
so
cried. He
frustrated.
cried when he left.
And then the BTA
Yes.
beat that and doubled down on his feelings about, his feelings about being in different relationships at his different times of your life. For Travis, but I just thought he was, I thought that was the Kelsey kind of the ironically.
I don't know if we could talk about the sweatshirt that he had. So CJ is he is in a he has beef with the Swifties, and the Swifties have beef with
They
him.
sure do. They sure do.
I have my own views of some of Taylor Swift's followers. I did say on my social media, there is a special kind of petty that runs through the veins of the few of us that are Florida Gators and Eagles. It is. And if I was not a Gator and if I was not an Eagles fan, I would hate them. I recognize that I'm one of them. It is a special kind of petty, and I found it to be quite hilarious.
The internet's not real, and it's like you guys just on the internet, and it's like, come on, guys, like, and I thought it was funny, but I can appreciate that I'm on the other side of this, so
So
Yeah.
he made a comment about Travis, maybe should have stayed
Okay.
with his former girl, which is it's just funny. But the
It's
Swifties
funny.
lost their minds
Yeah.
and started putting bad Yelp reviews on his mama's restaurant. And so then he wore a sweatshirt.
And
And
then
I
his
mean, he
mom
really
was
wasn't.
like, "We don't care. We're actually in the process of selling the restaurant."
Right.
I was like, "See, I know. I see. You got it from your mama. You got it."
And she said he'd been trash talking since he was in Pee Wee football.
It's
Like,
what it is, right?
but I just like that his sweatshirt used the Roman numerals of the Super Bowl to send a message to the Swiftie.
What a mess. But he did lead the chant of BTA.
Yes.
So that might come back. I don't know if it's going to come back next season, but I know that CJ, to me, he was the one that like you're just like, "Oh Lord. Oh, curse the
I
entire
got nervous
locker
when he
room."
got because I was when they were talking about who would speak, I was like, oh, the Eagles won't let him speak. And I was like, uh-oh,
Oh,
here he comes.
and then I got nervous when they said Darius Slay, but we'll get to him. Lane Johnson, I loved his too.
My heart.
I love, well, I've loved Lane Johnson for, pave the lane. I've loved him for ever. Well, I like love this O-line, but it was nice to see how he thanked and how he was like, "For my quarterback, I learned, this." I know. I just
Yeah.
thought it was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And then Big Dom, he got his time. He was
But
like,
again, Madam Mayor, take note. One of the biggest celebrities, he got in, he got
one line, "Yo, Philly, I love you." So I don't know when this started or where this started, so you'll have to explain it to me. But the exciting whites,
That's right.
the Caucasian stars. So I thought it was just Reed Blankenship and Cooper DeJean, as we call him, DeJean. But Dallas Goedert is also part of the Exciting Whites. I didn't know that. But tell me a little bit more about.
What I think is funny about Dallas is, at least in my small circle, we have questioned, is Dallas like
We don't know. I don't know. I was surprised. I said, "Oh, you are?" Because as quiet as kept, Tony Romo is like, I think his mother's Mexican. Do you know what I'm trying to
right?
say? So we don't know. We don't
And
know.
because he's from one of the Dakotas, I can't remember. I
Yes, he
know
is
we
from one of the
wondered, well,
Dakotas.
maybe is it that he's part Native American or whatever?
Right.
Like, I've met Dallas Goedert and I so wanted to ask him, like, Tara, that is so inappropriate. But I'm just really curious. But he identified.
He called himself an exciting white, so I guess that's fine. It's quite funny when
I
that,
agree with you. I thought it was Reed and Cooper.
yeah, I thought it was just those two because they are on the defense. I think he kind of put himself in there, to be honest with you, because this is more about the defense. These two guys doing
Yes.
defensive things that are, exciting. But what did you think about their?
And I wish I could remember whose Twitter account it was that first posted the picture of the sign that is in the liquor store of exciting white in the wine section and applied it to those two. Like it because that was brilliant. It was brilliant.
It's so funny.
But when those two jokers got up and started to spit dreams and nightmares, I was like, uh-oh.
I was like, okay. I'm like, y'all need to just carry on, just over there, just continue to sing to yourselves and go over there.
It's so
Bless
cute
them.
because
Adorable.
they're kids.
And the
They're
fact that people
kids.
think Reed is Cooper, it just is, it makes that even funnier. Let's talk Darius Slay. He gave love to his exciting whites, his or I'm sorry, he gave one of them, DeJean, and then Guantanamo
Those are
Bay.
his
Those
kids. Those are his
are his
kids.
kids, and it's so sweet. But I was worried about Slay.
Really, I was not as worried. I thought he'd be cool.
The only reason is because he be saying some wild stuff sometimes in season, and you'd be like, "Bro,
Yeah.
did you really have to do that?" So I was nervous about him, but he definitely was nothing compared to what CJ went up there and did. And then lastly, Brandon Graham, such a classy guy.
I thought, did you think he was going to announce his retirement?
No, I don't think so. I didn't think he was going to do that, but I do think that it was intentional that he went last as like the OG. Loved it. Okay. So Phillies, I'm sorry. Now we're in a place of having to replace our offensive coordinator. Today was announced that Kevin Patullo, who's basically been Nick Sirianni's right-hand man for many years, is now our offensive coordinator. Any initial thoughts about that or?
Not really familiar with. I mean, I know he's part of the organization. I guess it's cool. At least it's someone that Jalen is familiar with. And you did note before we went on air that he was familiar with Brian Johnson as well. But at least we know is if, from the little bit that I read today, they're keeping the same language. You know, it's not going to be such a change for Jalen, you know, and
Right.
we have seen, I think there's been a lot to learn in this past season throughout the, you know, from how the season started to how we ended, what offense works best for Jalen and the weapons that he has. So
Agreed.
hopefully, if it ain't
Agreed.
broke, don't fix it. You just
Right.
kind of installing someone that's already been part of the organization and
Right.
keep this rolling. And like you said before, Jeff Stoutland cannot go
Nowhere.
anywhere.
Pay that man whatever he wants. He ain't
Anywhere.
going nowhere. And Uncle Vic, you pave Uncle Vic too, because he can't go nowhere. That defense, psh, what? That defense is crazy. Just to add to that, apparently Kevin's first job out after he was no longer a quarterback and wide receiver at South Florida, was in Kansas City in 2007. Then he went to Buffalo. He worked in offensive quality control and assistant wide receivers. And so basically, he's been working in the wide receivers area, like coaching them. And he actually was a quarterbacks coach for the New York Jets. So Tennessee, New York Jets, then he went to the Colts. He was the wide receivers coach there. And then he came and now he's our pass game specialist, I believe. And so he's been like the right-hand man for Sirianni. And I just hope that, we learned from the 2 seasons ago thing, because this is his first time as an OC. However, I'm sure AJ is probably very happy because he's like, maybe I'll get the ball more. And maybe that was intentional. I don't know now. It's an interesting thing.
And also, Alana, next year, teams are going to defend us differently. So I
Absolutely.
don't know if Saquon has the same season that he had this year. Like we've seen this time and again with so many teams. So you have to adjust to the adjustments.
Absolutely. Well, anything else on the NFL front? I know that Myles Garrett is out here in these streets now. I just hope
How
my
we make it happen, how we work your magic.
and please, God, let Myles either stay in the Either be with the Eagles or be in the AFC. I do not want to see him on any NFC team.
And please figure out a way to pay Zach Bond and Josh Sweat.
Thank you. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please.
But other than that, I'm very sad this is over. I'm so sad.
I'm happy that we can live in Super Bowl bliss
Oh, yeah.
until. Actually, it's going to be for me, it's going to be a while because I can now talk a lot of trash to a lot of people. I feel like just going into the bar and just posting up
Wear
like
the sweatshirt, girl. It is 29 degrees
it
outside.
is. I'm just so excited to be able to. So I'm going to live in this bliss. But the NBA. Oh, bless them. Okay, so the NBA, there was a big trade that happened. I don't know if you heard about it. Luka Doncic went to LA, and Anthony Davis went to the Mavs.
For
And
what, half a game?
about three quarters of that game.
Okay,
And then
three
he
quarters.
wanted to come back in. They were like, oh, we just told him to sit down. And now he's out like 8 weeks.
8 weeks with an abdominal injury.
But they also got Max Christie,
Yes.
which
He's good.
he's a very good player. And they got a 2029 first round pick. So all that to say that
Like, are
all
you
of them,
kidding me?
Jason Kidd's like, the hell? What just happened? Okay. So we'll see how this all plays out. Apparently they have a game in Dallas at the beginning of April, like right before the playoffs start. But we'll see how all this plays out. And if we get any official words or any statements, I'll definitely let you know. The
Okay.
other one that the other trade that was all the rumor mill for a while was a well, not rumor mill, I guess, was Jimmy Butler versus the Heat, aka Pat Riley.
Yep.
He ended up going to the Warriors, and boy, oh boy, Draymond now thinks that the Warriors are going to win a championship this year. He
Long
said
as
that.
Draymond doesn't get in a fight with Jimmy.
You know, you never know. So this leads me into this All-Star game. First of all, I'm happy that Jimmy found a place to go, and I do think that I'm curious if this is a better place for him. Two, I'm happy that Steph has some assistance, so he's not the only person that they're really de depending on to score all the time. And I love that Jimmy plays defense, so I'm interested to see what playoff Jimmy when he comes through, how that's gonna, impact that the team.
But it's
So
interesting. I heard that the Warriors, though, the players themselves, they were very upset to see Andrew Wiggins go.
yeah, I'm not. I was surprised they let Wiggins go. I'm not gonna lie to you. And poor Dennis Schroeder, he's on his like 18 this from just this season. He's like, you know what? I'm gonna go back to Germany and just play in the German league. Y'all got me whiplash. I mean, I think he started in Brooklyn, didn't he? And then he went to the
Wasn't
war.
he in Philly? Didn't we
Probably. I feel like I thought he started in Brooklyn or in the Cavs or so, he started in Brooklyn, and then he went to somewhere else, and then he went to the Warriors, and now he's in Utah. Anyway. So let's talk about this All-Star game because it was hosted by the Warriors in San Francisco. I will say this, that I thought that it was like the production part of it in terms of like the kind of the videos and stuff that would come on before the contest, or even just like the video that led into the All-Star Game tournament essentially, was all like funny and like kind of well produced. So I did like that. Like Vince Carter was introducing each of the slam dunk competitors or participants, and he and it was and they were slicing and dicing their reels, but he was there to do that. But before he even they did the pre-filmed segment, they actually had all of his dunks from the 2000 All-Star Game, back to back to back, which you just kind of keep remembering how amazing his.
That's when the dunk contest meant something to me.
So I will say
As you
that.
guys can tell, I did not watch All Star Weekend.
So there was a little drama. First of all. Look for so I say all I have to say is that I did watch I watched majority of it, I would say, but to the skills competition, had different teammates together. It's two players, they have to complete bounce pass, shoot into tire. So during Chris Paul and Wemby, they go first. Wemby starts. They're like, just he's getting everything on the first try. But then when he gets to the basketball part where you're supposed to shoot the shots and try to make it, and if you don't make it, it doesn't matter, but like you try to make it and you can move on. What he did was he just took the balls and he just threw them up at the basketball, at the net. Like he didn't shoot them, he just threw them. And the concept was, we don't really have to sh if we don't have to make the shot, then why should we even try to make the shot? Let's save some time there. So he does that. He just throws them out. And then he finishes up, and they finish in like 45 seconds, like under a minute to do this. I think both of them finished that whole thing in 45 seconds because that's what Chris Paul did.
Okay.
So then all of a sudden, there's some news that they got disqualified because you can't just throw the ball up with the intention of missing, just to move on. You actually have to shoot it. And boy, oh boy, was it a little drama. Chris Paul did not look happy. Wemby did take he Wemby said that it was his idea to do that. There was a man there, like the sideline reporter was trying to kind of get their reactions, and the person who was explaining the rules brought out the receipts, was like, no, like wouldn't let her come over to do any type of interview, just even with the two of them, because they were all not happy. And then my lovely sideline reporter started asking the other players what they thought. So they were trying to be as diplomatic as possible, but Donovan Mitchell was like, I mean, they wanted to win, and we all want to win, but that was cheating. So called them cheaters. So now we got this like pissiness happening over here in like the skills challenge. But it ended up being that the Cavs, Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley, they won. And again, a little juicy drama. So you need to go watch that one if you agree if they cheated or not and how pissy they were. Matt McClung, I want them to put more respect on his name because I heard them trying to say the next day after that dunk competition that it was close. It was not close. It was not close at all. And then they were trying to say, oh, he used props and this other guy didn't. No. First of all, Matt, whenever he went for that dunk, he made it the first time. If someone miscued the pass, then he let it go, but he never missed a dunk. All the guys in dunk competition missed multiple dunks. Mac brought out a car. His first dunk, he dunks over a car. Then he does some other crazy stuff, like he grabs the ball, touches the rim with it, and then dunks it. He gets the ball, someone's on twirling around. He jumps that person, and then he does his own twirl, but he like Mac was head shoulders above everybody else.
Who
So
won the 3-point contest? That's the only one I care about.
3-point contest, first of all, oh wait, so Mac is now a three-time like three-peat. So there is a three-peat. They didn't make reference to Philly. I was like, ah, but they did make reference to Philly. So he is a three-peat. So Damian Lillard won last year. First round went out. He could not hit anything for anything. So we were a little surprised that he didn't make it to the second round. But it was actually Tyler Hero that won the 3-point conference.
And Steph wasn't in it, right?
No, he was not in it.
He
But
sounds like he should have been in it. It's in his house.
I mean,
That's
he
why I
did it
didn't care.
last.
That was another reason I was like, I'm
But they
whatever.
had but Buddy Hield was in it. Buddy, and I believe Buddy was like number one on the first one. Like I think he had made like 24 point, or he had some crazy high number. He actually, I think his number was tied with Steph's as a first round, like most points, but he couldn't bring it back and actually win the competition because on the second round, Tyler Hero, he actually just lost by like 1 point with Tyler Hero. So it was crazy, but Buddy Hield was playing like Buddy Hield was Buddy Hielding. He actually was like making the shots the first round, but the second he just couldn't get in his rhythm. So again, there it was fun. They had a lot of people there too. Jalen Brunson was participated. So it was. I think it's worth the watch. And then lastly, for the All-Star game, Draymond did not like any part of it. I'm wondering if he is the voice of a contingent of NBA players that did not like this idea, because he just was like he regardless of what happened, he just was not happy with the concept that there are people that are not going to be able to make get, you know, records because they won't be able to score points because they don't play as long. And it's a disservice to, you know, players like Wemby, who should be able to play the whole game. So if his team loses, then he loses. He doesn't get to play. And so there was like a lot of that. But I will say this, that one, the tournament style, they actually were blocking shots and they were defending, and it was a lot more competitive. And it was, I think it was a lot better than a lot of the All-Star games that we've seen. So maybe they'll go back to that format next year, but they might actually play the game. But two, not 2020, Rafael Saadiq started the whole thing.
And I might go back and watch that.
Watch it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And then the halftime show, they did pass the mic to the Bay artist. Great.
Okay.
But there was a lot of like promo, a lot of like it just messed up the flow of the tournament. So I'm calling it a tournament. It messed up the flow of the game.
Okay.
Because once the game, once they got to 40, the next game, you know, then the next one would be there, the third one. But it did look like the rising stars were really gonna out the OGs. But the OGs came through.
With
And then
the with
Steph started,
the
yeah.
best OG.
And then Steph came through. He started hitting threes from the logo. So I think there were fun points, you know, at the whole thing. I liked the tournament style, but I can understand why they might not be happy about it. So play a real game. Charles Barkley's the best thing. He said, play, y'all ruined it. Y'all drove us to this point. So play. Y'all's fault. LeBron sat. He did not play.
I saw that. I did see that.
Again, I think that Draymond might be the voice of the contingent that did not agree with it. So,
And it's important because out of all the all-stars of the four major sports, you know, All-Star Weekend, I mean, that used to be
the thing.
the thing. Yeah. And
I agree they've ruined it.
it's so funny. I mean, the NFL is just the monster that tries to eat everything because the Super Bowl now is later than it used to be. So then
Right.
I'm in my Super Bowl stupor and I was like, it's what? It's All-Star Weekend. How?
I feel like with All-Star, it's because of how disappointing the game has been. We're more tuned into who's going to win the three-point
Right.
competition than anything. And I didn't care as much about three-point as much as I cared about the dunk competition on Saturday night. But I was going to watch the All-Star game the next day on Sunday, you
Yeah.
know, because it
Yeah.
was like all these phenomenal players are playing against each other.
Yeah.
But the way that they are, and it kind of sucks because we grew up watching the most talented players play against each other and take it seriously. And those and the same players that are NBA are in the NBA now, same. But now they're not giving that to the younger kids who are watching the All-Star game. So
Yeah.
it's kind of, I don't know if they're really thinking about it from that perspective, but I will say that everyone was really impressed with Wemby and how he was like full sprint,
Okay.
full preparation. You know, he was out there and he was playing. So
Yeah.
maybe his energy with the younger stars, they'll actually go make it a competition again.
Yeah.
And it made me like Wemby a lot more. Not that I didn't like him, but I like people who like to like, you know, it's a Philly thing. Like we just work, go to work.
And again, our team sucked because there's no way that Tyrese Maxey's not an all-star. But you gotta get people in the seats and people energized to want to vote, or you know, it's just
They
Sixers get
pick
it together.
but they pick Trae Young over like because some you know some of the folks they couldn't play
Right. The
like Giannis.
coaches can.
But they picked Trae Young over Tyrese. I mean, they just completely was like, there ain't nobody, you know, from the Philly squad.
Because I think the six, yeah, they look, they view that team a certain way. Let's move on. It's getting late.
About the reality side of our playbook?
Yeah,
We
we haven't
don't
talked
talk about
about it in a while. So we've said goodbye to the ladies of SLC and New York. What are your thoughts on how those seasons wrapped up?
I thought the New York one really wrapped up very, I don't want to use the word strong because I think it might not
Relative to the
be
whole season.
a lot more interesting,
Yeah.
absolutely. The
Which might be a blessing and a curse.
yeah, I mean, basically, we're in Puerto Rico. There's a major, kind of breakdown, essentially, where Bren, is. Bren is kind of poking the bear in Uba, and Uba, responds, and I think that it was just such a like a it was like a little throwaway comment, but Bren focused on it and then created drama for her. So Uba says, Bren starts poking the bear during, dinner. Why are you on your phone and all that? Uba, like when they get into the van, Uba's call says, "Oh, who did you sleep with to get on the show?" Bren then tells the women, like, how could Uba say that? Because she knows that she was there for me with this breakdown I had. And Uba had already told us about helping Bren, but she didn't tell us all that what happened, but she did tell us that she had helped Bren when she was having a breakdown. And so she goes, well, she knows that I, was sexually assaulted. So why would she say something like that to me? Now all the women are like, what?
Right.
Because the other women were just like, they didn't know to the extent. They were like, how could she say something to you like that, knowing that? So then everyone's like on Brent's side. They're like, yo, Uber, like that wasn't right. So they're all talking and everybody goes to sleep. And of course, our lovely
Thank
production,
God for Jessel.
Jessel walks into Uber's room and
Because
goes,
they don't go to sleep. They didn't go to sleep.
right. I mean, everyone went to their rooms.
Yeah.
And the production stopped. They had all the video, like the cameras were still rolling in like wherever they positioned the cameras, but it was kind of like thought that it was the end, like of the like
Yeah.
they were kind of. And so Jessel goes into Uba's room. Jessel goes, "Hey Uba, how could you say that to, Bren, knowing that she was sexually assaulted? She said that she confided in you that she was sexually assaulted. So how could you say that she would like sleep with someone to get on the show?" And then also Uba's words went from sleep with someone to giving fellatio. So it went from like one extreme to another extreme. And Bren was trying to show her, not Bren, Erin was trying to like show her loyalty to Bren. Bren was trying to call her out. It was just a lot. And so essentially Uba just starts freaking out. She starts crying. She's like upset. She's like, what is like, how could you say that I wouldn't say that if I knew that about you. Very, very, very long story short. They're going at each other, Brennan and Uba, and then all the other women are jumping in. And then after they get Uba and Jessel, because Uba was very, very upset because she says she would not have said that about her if she had known. They get Jessel and Uba out of the house to go to a hotel. Just to get like separate the women, and then all of a sudden Bren goes, well, you know what? I'm not sure if Uba clocked that part of when I said it. I don't know if she clocked it, and all the women were like, wait, what? Like, so we don't actually know if she actually knew,
No,
and
but
they.
that's when they knew that she didn't know. They knew she didn't know. Yeah.
And so the entire like the rest of the cast was just like their jaw dropped. They were not, they were like, how could, like, they were just so confused by the whole thing and upset that they kind of felt used by Bren and that they had just gone after Uba for, kind of saying, like, how could you do that to her when Uba didn't even know? So they trusted what Bren said and it actually wasn't true. And this has been the pattern of Bren.
Yeah.
And so essentially, they get to the cast shoot. They actually had to shut production down early. So I
Yep.
know people are kind of talking about it being it's a short season for a reason. And they're at the cast shoot for this season and it's super awkward. And so Uba's just, being professional, everyone's being professional. And then Bryn's like, well, how could they not, care? And how could they this and that? And oh, no one cares about me. And then they've got Aaron who's got all the text messages talking about how are you doing? How are you feeling? So it was just such a weird so the ending was just so crazy
Yeah.
because Bren basically got outed for doing something where it was so serious that it really could have damaged, I mean, it could be still damaging Uber, but that was not a it was not a good look for Bren.
No.
So the reason I was asking offline, when we were talking about this, like who's coming back, like after the reunion, I don't know if Bren's coming back.
Yeah, so quickly for the reunion, everyone rightly gets with Bryn, not just for what she did to Uba. They talk about how she made jeopardized Jessel's marriage, and implying that Jessel had said that her husband wasn't the love of her life, where it was a total lie. The conversation was about the wildest hookup. And Jessel is like, I had to explain it to Pavitt, my family, like my friends, like, how dare you? And again, and Bren's, playing, the little baby, I'm so sorry or whatever. We find out that, she lied about saying that Jenna thought Jessel was a basic bitch. Jenna said the exact opposite, that she did not think Jessel was basic. She gets called out on that lie. They talk about her part in that stupid prank between Rebecca Minkoff and Aaron. So they throw all this stuff out at her, rightly so. The producers have the receipts. But in the end, everyone does agree. No one questions her assault. No one questions that she's a broken person based on her background and her childhood. And I know that you're supposed to forgive and whatever, but I was just annoyed because it felt like they let her off the hook. Because by the end of the reunion, they're trying to tell her, we do care about you. We want you to be in a good space. And I thought you could do all of that, but still say, but you can't be a part of this. And
Right.
I wonder, I thought going in at the end of the season, before we went through all three parts of the reunion, that Bryn wouldn't be back. I don't know, but I feel like Bravo may, because you can't trust anything with Bravo.
No, you can't.
They could have made those women act like that
Right.
to open the door, because they're going to sit and wait for the audience reaction to see if they can bring Bryn back next year.
Yeah.
If it were up to me, I don't want to see Aaron or Bren. We know we're not going to see Rebecca Minkoff. I think Aaron, I'm so sorry for the losses that she has suffered, but she's messy. And somehow she doesn't even catch the hell that Bren catches. But Aaron's messy too. I like Sai. I enjoy Sai. And Uba is flies off the handle or what I like, but we can have Uba, Sai, Jenna, Jessel, and add somebody else. I don't need to see Aaron and Bryn. But I think if they come back, I think they're going to bring them all back again.
You think so?
I think
Well,
so.
definitely. We definitely know Rebecca Minkoff. I think she even just said it that she
Yeah,
wants
she
her
said
back.
goodbye. That was so weird how they all, like, I was indifferent to her, but they were so mean to her at the reunion. I
Were
was like, well, what happened that we didn't see?
they
Like,
really
y'all
were?
was
But she
bad.
also was very like she was like I was shocked at how confrontational she was because she was not happy. At all about a lot. And I was like, wow, where did this part of Rebecca Minkoff come
Right.
from?
We
She
didn't
was
see that
pretty
all
chill.
season.
She was chill the entire season. And,
Oh, and
really.
Raquel, I liked Raquel, but she didn't really give me anything, so she doesn't have to come back. I mean, it wouldn't make a
Yeah.
difference to me.
I want Raquel back. I like, see, the thing is, I like it when we get to see a glimpse of a world that we don't really, that's exclusive, but and that we wouldn't be really see or know about, but is super cool and trendy. And I think that's what her and her partner really represent. Because I mean, she's just out here throwing out names, you're like, oh, that's a big name. That's a big name. And so I want them to explore Raquel a bit more. And she also, like, I mean, she had, like I like her. I would have I actually would have everybody back with the exception of Bren. Only because Bren is just it's just too fake. Like it's just you can't it's just you're trying to produce too much. And it
And
ruins
Sai
the
did
plot.
call her out about that too.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else that yeah, and then the Rebecca not want to talk about her religion and feeling disrespected over that. That's really what she was pissed about. And I was like,
But I'm like, girl, you're a Scientologist. What do you think people want to talk about?
your
It's
hair.
reality TV.
So yeah. All that to say, I think that I'd like everybody. I think that there needs to be a personality similar maybe to Sonia Morgan. I think that Aaron could leave. I wouldn't have a problem with Aaron going either, although I do think that she is very pretty and is stylish,
Yeah.
but I don't, I feel like if Aaron and Bryn were removed and they put someone in that's like a Sonia Morgan
Yep.
personality, this would be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because Sonia's smart. Like the way she does it, she was smart about it, but she also,
Messy. Yeah.
burn
Yeah.
that damn house. That's your house. Awesome. Well, I hope they do. I hope they do bring the women back. I like Jessel went off and I was like, yes, child, go ahead. But yeah, so we're good with New York. We'll see what happens. Let's move on to SLC because they also
I
there
was
was
10 minutes left in the reunion last, and I was like, oh no, I only got 10 more minutes with my friends.
I know, right? There's
My
a lot.
crazy dysfunctional friends.
I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions
Okay.
because these are just points that happened during the reunion. First of all, the Prism jewelry line Chinese retailer conversation, Lisa versus Whitney, where do you stand on that? Do you believe that
Well, first, 'cause I was like, I don't care.
Alibaba?
Of course, she got it from Alibaba. I just don't care.
Right. Okay. How about Angie, the parenting comment about how Lisa lets her son play video games late into the night?
That's what you say to your other girlfriend about the other girlfriend. Like that's just, I could see that happening. And it didn't mean that you're like a horrible parent. It's
No.
just like, I'm not letting my kid. It's just the same difference as if one friend believes in spanking and the other one doesn't, right? You're
Right.
not saying they're a horrible pair, but like, I'm not doing that. But she's like, I'm not letting my kid stay up all night play video
Right. Lisa, I think she just likes to capitalize on becoming the victim. It's
games. Yeah.
very obvious by the and even at the reunion, she's a victim. But do you think that Heather overdid it, I guess, with the
Oh,
comment?
sure. You know, she likes to, of course, she stirs the pot.
I don't like this version of, let me say it this way. Heather is like, ooh, I'm part of the cool girl group
Yep.
now.
Yep.
And that's where all her allegiance lies.
Yep.
And it's really kind of sick, to be honest with you. And it's like, I've seen that before. And it doesn't always work out.
Yeah.
All right, lastly, there was a discussion about Bronwyn and this jewelry purchase that happened. How messy is it that Lisa, I guess she's friends with the jeweler or someone who works with the jeweler, and she knows that Bronwyn didn't buy what was shown. And then Bronwyn's like, I don't know, because we bought something that's smaller. Go ahead. I don't know where we
I
stand
agree with Pastor Mary. I would never shop with that woman again. How dare
Never again.
she tell any
Never
of your
again.
business?
Never.
To me, that overshadowed everything else. Why are you talking about what I
Girl.
am or am not purchasing with somebody else?
And the fact that everybody was like, Lisa, why would this person share that with you? I don't know. They just leave. I've known her. We haven't like talked. And then she out herself. We haven't talked in like a year and 2 years.
Because what's not in question is whether Todd and Bronwyn are rich. They're rich.
Right.
So whether they bought a $4 million necklace or a
Two
$2 million
million
bracelet, like
or $500,000.
exactly. Shoot, for me, $10,000. It
What?
doesn't matter. It doesn't
Girl,
matter.
I thought it was I just hate how, don't lie, Lisa. Like, you know, you reached out to her to ask the question.
Yeah.
Like, let's not do that. Like, and you actually did it in a way that you were probably texting, like, oh, hi, how are you? You look so pretty when you came. And da, da, da. And then they y'all started that. Like, so let's not do that. 'Cause she didn't just all of a sudden text you that about Bronwyn, babe. That didn't happen. But and I also thought it was kind of silly, like, okay, but they're rich still. Like, I don't, he was like the CEO of Palm Pilot. Are you kidding me? Are you effing kidding me? This man has a hedge fund. Do you know how much money you gotta be managing with a hedge fund? We're not even talking about like a regular just investing in virtual the in venture capital. Hedge fund is like show billions. That's the hedge funds.
Yeah.
Anyway, so about the Tom, I'm sorry, the Todd emotional affair and Bronwyn, you know, I guess maybe she's trying to clean it up, but then Heather felt like she was backtracking. Where do you stand with this whole emotional affair? Do you feel like Heather had a point, or do you think that Bronwyn was just trying to kind of clean it up a little bit?
I think Todd did have an affair. And Bronwyn is just try now is just trying to like, I think she regrets opening that door and just trying to and would rather it reflect poorly on her than have to discuss the fact that, yeah, my husband cheated. Like I don't think just emotionally. I think he had an affair. I do. 'Cause he looked guilty. He didn't look like a man that was like, this is ridiculous and trying to defend himself. No, he looked guilty.
I totally agree with you. I thought she was trying to clean it up. And then when she there was like a comment that her daughter found the text or something,
Yeah.
and he looked like heartbroken. I do believe that there was an affair, and I do believe that I think she was trying to clean it up.
Yeah.
And Heather trying to make her look like she's a liar or she's
Right.
overdoing it. Again, you are trying to be with the cool kids, Heather, and that doesn't work.
Yeah.
It don't work, babe. You're looking kind of stupid. Meredith Marks, her being mad about people. Oh wait, there was a point where Meredith said that she was going to walk off the set, and it was over. She wanted everyone to say that she did not start those rumors, I guess, with Angie or with
And her husband, right? Was it?
right. And she was going to walk off the set if someone didn't say that she didn't say that. And everyone's trying to explain to her that they all said that there was conflicting stories and all that. I can't get into this, but Meredith, she used to be my favorite housewife on this show. She is like next to like a right
She
above.
can leave, as she likes to tell
She
people.
can
You
leave
can
you.
leave.
I'm like, girl, like relax. You did it. You said stuff. Like, don't like let's stop acting like you didn't say anything. And yeah, her what's Angie's husband's right. You did use your son to
Yeah.
clean it up as well. Come on, let's don't stop trying to defend yourself against stuff that does not make any sense, you know? But back to Meredith and Seth. Do you think that Seth has a second family?
I don't think he has a second family, but I think he got a second girl.
I do. I agree with you. If you're Mormon, though, can't you have multiple wives?
Guess I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, but they're Jewish. But I don't know if they're like
They have two religions,
Rebecca.
like Rebecca Minkoff. Yes.
Mormon. All right, and then we did get an update with Mary that she that Robert is Junior is doing better, and that Angie being there for her was very real. Anything about that in terms of I kind of felt like Meredith should have apologized a little bit about how she treated Mary, even though Meredith didn't know. But to be so nasty to Mary I'm sorry, even though Meredith didn't know about Mary's son, just to be so nasty to her during those episodes, I thought was kind of like
Meredith is in her feelings because of the closeness between Angie and Mary. They
she
are
is not happy.
at, and that the fans love it. We love this friendship.
I love it. I do. I'm like all in on them. They're so cute together. Okay, last but not least, we got to talk about Brittany. Brittany never, did she not get attention when she was younger?
No.
Because she came on, she mad about with Meredith and misinformation, and she Bronwyn and I don't know.
Recording
Reco
and
the whole recording thing. Did we talk about do you think that she was recording them
yeah.
for the purpose that everyone said?
I don't even know. She's so st I say she's stupid? She's so stupid. Like, I don't, it might have been to show Jared. Like, it might not have even been to like put out on social media. She just needs to feel important to Jared. Or her girls, like it just was dumb to put yourself in that situation. It probably was from something stupid, not even as malicious as Monica. Like, I can't, the latest, all right, I already said it. That's why my girl Mary ain't got no time for her.
yo, Mary is like, please stop looking at me. Please stop talking to me. Just don't, just, and I'm with her. I'm with Mary on it. During, you know, the after show, Bronwyn told a story about Miss Brittany and her recording where she was doing it, I think, at the airport, or she did it earlier where she was recording them. And they were like, she told her, like, please don't record me or whatever. So this time that they're showing now is like a second time, technically. And they thought she was recording them, not they, but on the after they said she, I think Bronwyn said that the recording was for her to send it to her friends to be like, oh, look at them, like they're ridiculous, to slam these women. So it wasn't necessarily for Jared or for her daughter. It was like kind of to joke about the women with her own group of friends. They didn't talk about that, obviously, but I mean, Brittany is, I don't know what's going on with this woman.
But unlike how I feel about Bryn and Aaron, if you were to ask me who needs to come back on SLC, everybody. Like, it just is. The cast is perfect for the ridiculousness that I need and want, which means I need Brittany. I need Brittany to annoy the hell out of Mary, like,
Yes,
and to do
that's
something
true.
dumb that pisses off all the women.
Yeah.
She is, you know,
She is the she is.
I am happy with this cast just as it is. Don't add anybody and don't take anybody away.
Tell me about the whole the Mormon principles and the authenticity and the relationship with Jared and all of that.
Girl, I mean, I can judge her because she's a ridiculous character on reality TV. I'm Catholic. I'm a half Catholic. Like, you can't, like, there's no, I don't think any of us, regardless of what religion we are, no one's perfect, so you're not following everything. It's just funny to me that, but I will tell you that I'm a sometimey Catholic, right? I'll go to church every Sunday. I definitely don't follow all the rules of Catholicism. It was like Heather said, it was her hypocrisy. None of these Mormon women follow Mormonism to the T, or they wouldn't be on this show.
Right. You can't, and it's hard. Just it's hard to even follow it, even if you are not doing the wine and the premarital sex and all of that. It's hard just in
But just
general.
don't be a hypocrite
Don't
about
be
it.
a hypocrite. I totally agree with you. And I think when Brittany, when they did the I guess shot or whatever the thing, and Brittany's like, oh, I don't get to do that. I was just like, oh my gosh, she is very annoying. I'm tired of
But
Jared
that's
Osmond as
part of it.
well.
It's the comic, really. It's the She's annoying, but comically, like,
She is.
yeah.
I think last but not least, I think it was just this Mexico trip, and And when Lisa, when they had the Lisa lunch, and Whitney decided to be shady, which I thought, I was like, come on, Whitney, don't act like you, that wasn't a moment for you to be shady to Lisa. You were being mean to her during when she, you basically said that you're going to return the stuff because that's what Lisa does. And now, and Lisa, and then now Whitney's trying to, you know, Whitney, like, well, I just, the whole, I like the rumor about her marriage and all that. Where do you stand on what Whitney said about Lisa during that Mexico trip, and whether or not Lisa overreacted, or she, like, could she have just ex like gone with it with that, like everybody else went with, like, and this is the whole thing that Heather wanted everybody to say, like the worst thing that they've said about one another. So my question to you then is, do you agree with Lisa that Whitney used something to get another rumor out about her and her husband, or do you think Whitney was genuinely trying to say, I've talked about your marriage a lot, so this is the worst thing I've said, and I'm sorry.
No, I agree with Lisa. Whitney, it was intentional. Whitney didn't really ha I mean, they had the Prism storyline, but Whitney didn't have like a strong storyline this season. I don't want her to go because she just it's it to me it's just such an ensemble cast. But Whitney didn't really have I think Whitney was struggling to get a storyline or get, you know, get some attention because she knew that the focus wasn't on her this season. And it was a great season because there was time for everyone.
Right.
Whitney
I don't
was
need you.
kind
I
of her
don't need to,
gut, you
and I
know?
don't really need it always to be this super dramatic, like everyone's fighting and at each other's
Right.
throats. I'm cool with y'all, just like not everybody. I agreed though with Lisa that I kind of did think that Whitney did that, said that rumor intentionally to get it out there so people could like judge for themselves. But I do think Lisa overreacted, and she could have taken that and done something different with
Yeah.
it. Calling, trying to say that it was comparable to Angie and her husband, that was pretty low.
Yeah.
And it really, really ruined whatever they were trying to do. Lisa and Angie trying to get back to being friends, like it ruined all that.
Yeah.
So. Did I miss anything with the SLC ladies? I'm sure I've missed.
No, I don't think
Okay.
so.
They are they the messiness of the messiness of the messiness. So
I know that their cameras go up in a few weeks.
really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we're gonna see whatever is coming out.
Well, my favorite show is back, Summer House. We will talk about that
Next
next week.
week.
We'll have a couple episodes to discuss the craziness in the Hamptons.
Messy, messy already. I love you, Lindsay. You are a G.
So that wraps up our weekly catch up, and we are back to being caught up with one another and you. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and please like and subscribe. Alana,
Yes,
the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
the Eagles won the Super Bowl. We're going to continue to say that every day.
Have a great week.
Have a great week. Go birds.
Go Birds. Yeah, we'll talk about everybody else later.
Thank you for a great seasons, SLC, and a real season ending New York.